This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Continuing with our top stories here, a case of apparent road rage escalated into a shooting, and now a Colorado Springs man under arrest charged with attempted murder. Police say they were called to the east side of town near Carefree and Peterson, North Carefree, that is, just after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A woman telling police she was driving with her child at the time when a stranger in a silver sedan started to exhibit signs of road rage. The woman drove away, but the attacker followed, eventually catching up with the woman, shooting at her car twice. Police were able to track down that suspect and his address because the woman was able to get a picture of his license plate. The woman and child were not injured, although they did find bullet holes in their vehicle. Just outside the Pueblo city limits, another deadly shooting under investigation, this one at the Salt Creek area between Pueblo and the St. Charles Mesa. Pueblo County Sheriff's deputies called to that home near Tampico and San Juan Street on Monday evening. When they arrived, they found a man dead outside who is shot. No arrests have been made. No suspects have been identified. Well, all of our recent rains across Colorado Springs worsening an ongoing mold problem at one apartment complex. Tenants at the Alex Place Apartments are saying that the owner of the property isn't fixing the problem. Walter Hillary says that water leaks through his windows and doors every time it rains, and the recent rain has damaged his floors and walls. When Walter warned the property owners about the problem, he said they only did what they are described as Band-Aid fixes, and another storm would bring in more water. In June, his apartment tested positive for black mold along with asbestos, so he left the property.
If there's mold in my building or in my unit, there's got to be mold in many of these others as well. And it's just total negligence and disregard for the health and safety of the tenants.
After 2 months of complaining, the property owners finally agreed to remodel his apartment in mid-July. He says once that is done, he will move back because he simply can't afford to go anywhere else. El Paso County health officials now urging residents to protect themselves from the danger of disease spread through insects or other pests. KRDO's Bryn Carman has more on that.
The county health department says record levels of precipitation in the area have created conditions that will increase the population of mosquitoes, fleas, and rodents. This could lead to the spread of West Nile virus, plague, and other diseases. The health department urges prevention, such as keeping away from wildlife and treating pets for fleas. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
The University of Colorado at Colorado Springs, meanwhile, holding a workshop to let El Paso County residents test out a tool being used in the redistricting process. This afternoon's open house at the Columbine Hall begins at 4 o'clock. Those in attendance will get a chance to learn about the interactive mapping tool being used for the process. They'll also be able to create their own maps from tools available in the open house. El Paso County set to hold a second redistricting commission meeting tomorrow afternoon. That'll take place at 5 o'clock over at Mesa Ridge High School. Mountain Metro asking the public to comment on a proposed route change and improvement set to happen later this year. The Public Transit Agency plans to create a new weekend route along South Nevada to help address on-time performance concerns. They also want to add bus stops on the route to give better access to the VA clinic. Comments on those and other changes will be accepted through July 20th. And police in Manitou Springs want residents to find out what it's like to become a city officer. City is offering a public chance to ride along with police officers through an application available on the Manitou Springs Police Department website. Anyone 16 or up is eligible to apply, although anyone under 18 must have parental permission. The city says it generally takes about 2 weeks to process the application form and schedule the ride along.
We'll see a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms today, and a few of those may be on the strong and possibly severe side this afternoon. Those cooler temperatures will keep us in the upper 60s and low 70s around Colorado Springs, 77 in Pueblo. We'll begin a warming trend Thursday and Friday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms remaining in the forecast. Low to mid 80s for Colorado Springs, mid 80s and low 90s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.